This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
So you have a strong-willed child, and this child is very bright, but not always academically motivated, because he or she likes to use his intelligence to argue with you about everything. And when your strong-willed child wakes up in the morning, he's got an agenda, because he knows what he likes and he knows what he doesn't like. And what he doesn't like is anything that you want him to do. So you have power struggles over everything. And you will spend their childhood saying this: if you would just do what I asked you to do, you would be done in 7 minutes. But you'd rather argue with me for 7 hours or days or weeks or years and lose everything you own. Because haven't you found that consequences don't work for the strong-willed child? It just doesn't matter, no matter what you do. You can tell them, I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap. And they'll say, oh, could we use Irish Spring? They don't care. And they're always going to do it the harder way, right? Like, even it would just be easier if they would do it your way. But they'll choose the harder path on purpose. And you will find that they're stove touchers. They have to touch the hot stove. And that's actually a good thing. And we can show you why. Right? And so you have to lead these kids, because if you push them, if you use that my way or the highway approach, it doesn't work. If you are married, you are going to argue over how to discipline the strong-willed child, because much of the time, one spouse, likely the husband, is going to complain, right, to his wife, like, well, you just coddle him. You let her get away with everything. And the wife is thinking, yeah, well, I wouldn't have to if you could actually control yourself and you didn't escalate every situation, right? So these kids, and here's the other thing, the strong-willed child is never going to do things the way you want them done. They will get it done. They're just not going to do it your way. So you're going to have to battle with your own control issues and your anxiety. And so that's what we discuss on every episode of the Calm Parenting Podcast. I'm Kirk Martin. I'm the founder of Celebrate Calm. I'm the host of the Calm Parenting Podcast. I invite you to listen to our episodes. I try to keep them short and sweet, try to give you very, very practical ways to motivate these kids, to understand what they're doing, to help them in school, and to stop the power struggles. So welcome to all of you. If you ever need anything, just email our strong-willed son, Casey, C-A-S-E-Y, at celebratecalm.com, and we'll be glad to help you. But thank you for listening to our podcast.